just a collective sigh. Yay, it's Friday on 98.9 The Buzz. Yay. Oh, welcome, Scott Spaziano here. Sandy Waters out there. What's up? What's up? How are you?
Hello. It's going to be a great day tomorrow for some towns, I guess, right? Isn't it going to be a really nice day?
Mild for the morning. Yeah, like 55 degrees.
Okay. Where did I see 70?
What?
I thought I saw... Wait.
No.
Yes. Wait, hold All on. Right. Now let me look it All up. Right. Because I saw that Cross-check that some it. Towns are going to get...
Oh, it might be warmer south of Rochester. I didn't 70. I didn't see that. Wow, that's awesome.
That's what I saw. My goodness. But then I didn't keep reading because I'm like, Scott will have it.
Yeah.
What a roller coaster. Okay, well,
Let me know. I get mostly cloudy with showers later today in 50. And then I get mild for the morning tomorrow, 55, light rain shower at times. And then it drops by the end of the day. And warmer south of Rochester. That's what I'm getting from Mark McClain over at 13 Wham
Okay,
News.
Ignore what I said. Maybe it was just clickbait over here. Maybe the headline caught my attention.
Yeah, or it could have been something from, a while ago that hasn't purged itself off yet. Sunday's 61, but it's still going to be a 60% chance of rain. So April showers bring May flowers. April 1st is on Tuesday. And then, wow. Just think about that. My wife and daughter leave for Florida on Tuesday.
They do? How about that? April Fool's joke.
It's funny. We went to the parent-teacher conference yesterday, and the teacher already knows that Ellie's leaving, so she handed my wife a pack of homework for the week of April 1st through April 7th.
There you go.
Have fun with a five-year-old and two of your nieces that are all both under 12. I'm like, you're a masochist. What are you doing?
You are so mean.
No, she's saying...
She's
like, I have to travel with three girls. And I'm like, I know. She's like, my sister wrote me into taking the girls down. So now I've got... it'll be Jill, my two nieces, and my daughter. And Jill has to be the parent, basically.
Oh, she's the only adult.
Yeah. My in-laws, but still.
Wait, she's traveling with... How old are the kids now? What are we talking?
11, 10, no, like, yeah, under 12, both under 12.
Oh, my, and a five-year-old.
And a five-year-old, yes.
I thought her sister was going, traveling with them.
Nope, bye.
Oh, so she's traveling with three little kids. Yeah, that ain't fun. That is not fun.
Yeah.
But Scott he's sarcastic in his sympathy because he was supposed to go on this trip and Jill disinvited him.
No, she didn't disinvite me. My father-in-law just made plans for everybody. And
she said, if you're coming, you're staying in an Airbnb.
Yeah, like there's no room if you want to get a hotel room.
That means disinvited.
Yeah. I don't think he knew that I was planning on coming. Because, we buy our own tickets. But then he bought everybody's ticket, kind of not focused on the wider picture. And now there's nowhere to stay. Because we would normally stay with them, right? So now, if I want to spend all
so
that
now,
extra
if
money.
There was an open spot to be on this trip, would you go?
Oh, yeah.
With three kids traveling?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you'd still be. Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. Yeah. I want to be with my family. Right? They're going to be gone for the week, and I don't know. I mean, you got it easy. You go all by yourself. Yeah, but no.
What are you going to do with yourself? You'll be 3D printing everything.
Yeah.
You'll come home to a whole new house.
Got some projects.
Chair 3D printed. Table. Sold the table.
No, I'll probably.
Got a new one.
I'm getting the camper ready to go. I've been pre-stuffing our never-used dining room, except for two holidays a year, in the corner with all the stuff that's supposed to go up to the camper. You kind of like have to double up on your life if you have, your toilet paper at home, you have to have toilet paper up there.
Is this camper opening weekend for everyone?
Not this weekend.
Next weekend.
It's the weekend
that we're talking about.
It's a silent weekend. Yeah, it's like the soft opening weekend. The real weekend is the 12th.
Okay.
Which is the week after. But no, yeah, but I'm still going to get stuff ready to go. I might even go up to check out the grounds to make sure everything's in one piece. I understand reports are that I have a one of those tall plastic Rubbermaid shed things that the doors have been blown off of that, and there's stuff in there I got to take care of. So I don't know. I'll just. But then I've got this dog, the wackadoodle, who's going to be my companion
it
for the week.
It offends me when you say that. I'm representing your dog.
Why? Because you're a wackadoodle too. If
your
you resemble that,
you
resemble that
you
remark.
Just, I'm representing your dog. You like yeah.
No, you're not.
And you are not very nice to that. You don't talk very nicely about.
I
that
love
dog.
The dog to death. She just is not does not love me. I do everything for this dog, and as soon as the mommy gets home, then I'm not in the picture. She won't eat for now that the snow has melted. She will not go outside for me again. She won't do it. She'll only do it if mommy takes her out.
Yeah, well, that's fine. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, tell my carpet's that.
More.
You tell my carpet's that. Hello, Friday. How you doing? It's 98.9 The Buzz. It's Spazano and Sandy. I'm Scott Spazano. Or as my brother says, Spazano. And Sandy Waters, what's up?
Hello. Okay, if you have kids, or maybe you were that kid, where it's really hard to control. Like, you almost go out in public and you come home feeling embarrassed quite frequently. Does that happen to you, or do you think it's funny at this point? Because what happened at the White House yesterday was like, either those parents are ashamed and humiliated, or they think it's funny. And it was a double dog dare, yeah.
What happened?
A toddler was able to slip through the White House fence Wednesday.
Oh.
Yesterday. Wednesday. Oh, this happened Wednesday. Today's
okay.
Friday, isn't
yeah, yeah.
it? Okay. So, Wednesday, make it onto the grounds before being stopped by Secret Service.
Can you imagine getting like tackled like people on soccer fields?
My God.
Toddler,
after,
huh?
Yes. He looked about, they didn't say the age, but he looked about three-ish, four-ish, a little boy. He had his little blue hoodie on with his little red sneakers, and he's just like, wait a minute. I saw diapers or a pull-up poking out. So he must have been, younger.
Yeah.
So just after 6:30 on Wednesday, U.S. Secret Service Uniform Division officers observed a child slipping through the White House north fence. Officers quickly reunited the child with their parents without incident.
Without incident. Thank you.
So the parents didn't get anything. They control your kid.
Wow, that's so funny. I can see I can see walking along the fence in front of the White House. And
then
your little munchkin like is playing at the fence and all of a sudden goes through it and starts running and you can't be like, okay, turn around, stop. They're like, blah, 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 like they don't know.
I
right?
can't even imagine. Come back here right now.
Must have leash. Walk next to White House. Must have leash.
Oh my God. What if that's now like the requirement? You can't walk around the White House without your kid on the leash. And they just installed the new fence. Like, what was it? A handful of years ago, because they just updated that fence to try to avoid, I don't know who snuck in the last time, but yeah, they
that's
got
funny.
Back to the drawing board.
That is funny.
And I don't know if you watched the video. If anybody saw the video, 818-2899, help me describe this video because it's hysterical. Now, you know how Secret Service police officers, you wear a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you got the bulletproof vest. You got everything. You got a lot on you.
Yeah.
Guns included. Mm-hmm. So to pick up a toddler that's not yours, you could tell this one guy, he either A, did not have kids, or he was just terrified of somebody judging how he's holding this toddler, because it looked like it was a bag of stinky diapers the way he was holding this kid.
Really?
And he's just like, at first it was like out there, and then he holds it close to him. The kids like rub it. You know how kids are, little toddlers, they'll
and
smack
your
face
and stuff.
So he's caressing the dude's neck and slapping his neck. Dude's got his arm around the toddler, not around his butt to hold him up, just around his back. So he's got him like pinned.
Yeah.
The kid is like bouncing up and down. He looks like his legs look like a spring. He's just kind of hanging there. It's such a funny visual to see.
You know, but in the nanosecond of reaction, imagine, because these guys and gals are trained to think the worst, right?
Yeah.
So they're probably thinking okay, somebody strapped like a bomb to this little kid under the hoodie.
Oh.
You know, like, and let him go. And, you know, I mean, I'm sure they were thinking the worst at that point. That's why it was
I didn't even think
awkward.
That you're right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't even think that way. You're probably right in that they have to think the worst of the worst. Oh, wow. Yeah, I don't know if he was reprimanding the kid. Then they did the pass off to another Secret Service agent.
That's like a hot potato. Like, you check for bombs.
Yeah, you take this.
Are you
or the guy was like, listen, the guy who grabbed him, the kid, you know, did the second leg of the tour, was older. So you could tell he was like, dude, you're carrying the kid all wrong. You're going to get so judged. You're going to get slammed on social. Give me the kid.
Hey, the kid. Maybe the kid had a full diaper. Maybe he did have a bomb in him. You know, like a poopy bomb.
I don't know, but would you be embarrassed or ashamed if you were the parent?
Yeah, kidding me? I'd be like, sorry.
It's a poor reflection on you, right? Control your kid?
Yeah, because next thing, people understand. Like, look, when you see a mom struggling with a crazy toddler, you understand. You don't judge them. You feel, if anything, you judge pity, right? When you see somebody with a kid that's like having a meltdown or whatever.
I have offered to help. As the stranger, have, and I didn't, nobody's ever taken me up on my offer, but I'm always like, I'll give them a look, I'll try to make eye contact, I'll give them this look of, I've been there, sweetheart, I know, do you need help? Then I'm like, are you okay, do you need some help? And every time, the mom would be like, no, I got it.
Yeah, right.
Nobody's ever.
No one ever say, yes, I need help. Like, would you beat my kid for
me? Hey, it takes a village. And a couple Secret Service agents.
That's so funny. Now, if this ever happened to me, I'd be worried about, okay, well, there goes my complete identity and background check. And I'm sure the Secret Service now knows everything about me because my kid just went through the White House fence. Now I'm going to be on the FBI list for the rest of my life.
Oh, my God. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Did they just hand over the kid or did they say, okay, come here. Yeah. We got to talk to you.
Name, address, and phone number, please. Hi, The Buzz.
Stand for this picture.
I could totally see Anthony doing something like that.
You little buddy?
Heck, my wife says I do stuff like that. I just wander off and not care.
Yeah.
Exactly,
right.
Phil. Exactly.
Secret Service carrying you on their hip.
Right?
I love it.
With your poopy pants and the whole package. Right?
There's so many jokes there right now.
I know.
Right?
I know.
Right?
I know.
Right.
So that's where, that's where he keeps his full-size candy bars.
You know what? As long as the kids safe, it's a cool, cute little story.
Yeah, it's something they'll never live down, right? Never live it down.
Never live it down.
I was a kid who went through the White House fence.
That will be played at his wedding video. His wedding,
graduation, for sure.
Sure.
Oh, graduation wedding, yeah, right.
Have a good day, bud. See ya.
All right, guys, have a great weekend.
Okay, you too. We're starting off at 39 degrees here on 98.9 The Buzz. Friday, Spisano, Sandy here. What's up?
Okay, so new things are nice, right?
Yeah.
Everybody loves new things. But will anyone really take advantage of this? And would you say it's worth the money? There's a proposed project in Rochester.
Okay.
The plan is to create an off-road multi-use trail system connecting the University of Rochester.
Okay.
To MCC.
Ooh.
And RIT.
Wow, that's
so U of R, MCC, RIT. They're going to have this trail system that connects all the colleges.
Huh.
And the plan has been in the works for more than a year now. Designers just showed the town the design, the preliminary design, the proposed idea, and the goal is to create safe travel routes for walkers, reducing vehicle usage, and supporting public health.
So why do I need to go from MCC to U of R?
Okay, so that's what I was thinking. Okay, so then I was thinking, I am missing something. I'm dumb. Maybe the MCC kids want to hang out with the U of R kids. I don't know. What would it take to walk from MCC to the U of R? So I looked it up. The moderate walking pace on this new trail would be about 40 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Listen, I think I'm going to get in my car. I don't know. MCC to RIT?
Yeah.
If you guys want to hang out and you want to take advantage of this off-road multi-use trail system?
How much?
About 2 hours.
2 hour walk to get there?
2 hours. Why are we doing it then? I'm missing something.
Top of my head, why point A to point B? But then there's that... How am I to describe the other type of use, right?
Which is
biking? Yeah, bike. Yeah,
biking
would cut
the time in half, but it's still
electric bikes, you know, scooters.
Oh, electric bikes.
Those are that's a cleaner way to get around and quicker, and it's direct.
Oh, maybe.
And maybe.
But still, unless people it's covered.
People using it for, you know, nature trail walking and bird watching and walking the dogs and hanging out with their friends. And
when was the last time you took what was the longest walk you've ever taken?
That's so specific. I don't know.
Yeah, what's the longest walk? Can you see yourself walking for 2 hours?
I used to live in Boston. I used to walk all the time. So
to go, okay, all right, so then this is no big deal, and then you would take advantage of it. 2 hours is no big deal.
Well, I don't know about 2 hours. I don't know about 2 hours. I don't think I've ever walked for 2 hours
straight. And I'm sure they branch off in certain areas, right? It doesn't, and there's, yeah, I'm sure there's areas.
Yeah, yeah.
Along the route, you can, I don't know, I choose, I. You know what? I wish I was that type of person that would be like, yeah, of course, I'm going to walk. I would opt to walk if it was safe. I would opt to walk then drive. I wish I was that person. I'm not that person.
No,
my poor dog is envious of all the dogs who go walking in the winter.
Right, right. I don't have a what's the word for it? I like the fact that this is going to happen. I also like the fact that it's probably going to get people out more if it's there. It's like build it and they will come. Right.
Well, that's what we're debating.
Yeah,
and again,
I don't think so.
I think you like the idea. I think we all like the idea. Whenever you hear trail, you're like, oh, that's cool. Yeah, build a trail. Connect the colleges. But you're just like me. Don't try to act like you walk places. You're like me. You'll be like, wait, how long does it take to walk there? Yeah, I'm going to jump in my car.
Well, yeah, to point A to B.
How many walks did you take your dog on this winter?
Zero.
Very good. See, you're like me. Your dog is just as envious as all the other dogs.
Yeah, we don't have sidewalks. But you know what we do have? You know what we have near us, which is right along the 104 Expressway, is that trail. And that goes all the way down to what used to be called North Ponds Park. And that's miles.
Did you walk the entire thing?
I've walked it. We biked it with the kids when they were little. And once Ellie gets a little older and can ride a bike without the, you know, without, yeah, over.
So how long have you... How long have you gone on that trail?
For 26 years, since I've lived in that house.
No. Like, how far did you go? After 10 minutes, are you like, hey, let's turn around?
Oh, no, I would ride my bike all the way down and then turn around and come back again. Like, you know, miles, a couple miles.
Okay, so then maybe this is good.
It sounds like it'd be a good plan. Now, do they say how much this thing is going to cost to connect all these colleges?
Oh, no, they didn't say that. No, okay. I didn't see that part of it. Uh-huh. Oh, okay. What if it costs a lot of money? Is it then worth it as much as you're saying now?
Who's paying for it? If it comes money from, you know, whatever, then, you know, are all three colleges pitching in for all that gobs of money they have stashed? Is it state money? Is it tax money? Is it federal money? You know.
It's probably a mixture. It always is,
right? I
don't
care what it is. I mean, if it costs whatever, you know.
But it's a proposed plan that would create this multi-use trail system.
Excellent.
Connecting all the colleges, U of R, MCC, and RIT. There you go. There's designs. What do you mean design? It's a trail. It's a path.
Well, you got to design it in order to start and then figure out.
What are we doing? Are we adding landscaping along the road? What do you mean a design? It's just a paved path.
You have to survey it. You have to like map it out in inches, mile. Yeah.
I'll map it out for you.
Okay. All right. It's coming up on 6:28. We'll be back with music at 6:38 here on The Buzz.
Did you hear the big announcement from the Buffalo Bills?
Not what you expect.
This is good.
It's not what you expected.
It's not?
No, it's not.
Well, maybe.
It's the last thing I've expected from the Buffalo Bills.
Well, let's find out for sure.
All right, it's coming up then.
We'll talk about it.
Just a few on The Buzz. Everything All the Time on a Friday morning, 98.9 The Buzz. It's Pisano and Sandy here. Happy Friday. Yay. Oh, there you go. Hold on. There you go. Say it again. That was me.
Oh, you didn't push my button in. Okay, just let that soak in. It's Friday. And a big announcement. This may have surprised you, or maybe you saw it coming. A big announcement from the Buffalo Bills.
What's up, everybody? Good morning. It's DeMar Hamlin here from the Buffalo Bills with an early Christmas present. Huh? We have big news today. Hallmark Channel and the NFL have selected the Buffalo Bills in the 2025 Countdown to Christmas movie draft. Stay tuned this holiday season for the all-new Hallmark Channel movie Holiday Touchdown, A Bills Love Story.
What?
We're so excited to celebrate our team, our fans, and shout out to Bills Mafia.
Oh, okay.
Do you think DeMar, they're like, here, read this. And he's like, come on, really? Or do you think the team is like really pumped about this? Holiday Touchdown, A Bills Love Story.
I love this. This is great.
Slated to premiere during the Hallmark Channel's 16th annual countdown to Christmas.
It wasn't the announcement that Josh Allen's going to be guaranteed $250 million in 5 years, right?
No. Has nothing to do with that. This is more important.
Yeah, this is way more important. Yeah.
The movie will be filmed entirely in our area.
Nice.
Obviously, it has to be, right?
Yeah. They got to be at Highmark Stadium at least. You got to capture the essence of it before they blow it up.
Yep.
Right?
Absolutely. They'll be kicking off later this year. Buffalo's getting a lot of movie action. Mario Lopez was just in town.
Yeah.
Filming his Christmas movie. I don't know what it is about Christmas, and then these directors think Buffalo, but yeah.
And maybe that just means we're going to win the Super Bowl. Like the rigged NFL that you call it will now be.
Yeah.
Yeah, that means we're going to win the Super Bowl, right?
This is the second movie, and correct me if I'm wrong, but this is the second Countdown to Christmas football NFL type movie-esque with Hallmark. And the first one, he was, yes, that team. Kansas City.
Oh, they had a Hallmark movie?
Yeah.
And they won the Super Bowl? Oh, the Bills are going to win the Super Bowl then this year, thanks to Hallmark.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how we're going to line it up. But it's a Bills love story. So maybe. Now, I don't know. They're not saying who the characters are. They're not saying the plot or anything more than just the name of the movie.
Uh-huh.
But I'm thinking this might align perfectly with Josh Allen and Haley Steinfeld and their love story.
That would be cool. It would be
she
cool.
She is an actress. She's all about this.
Yeah.
Come on.
Meets a football bro who likes to jump through tables and squirt mustard on his face.
Oh, there's got to be table jumping.
Oh, yeah. There's got to be Bills Mafia. It's got to be Bills Mafia in it.
Listen, Hallmark, I know you try to go cheesy and you go all classy and cheesy. You need a table jump.
It's going to be. At first I was like, really? But now I think I kind of want to watch it. I kind of want to see it. Yeah.
Love at first table jump? Come on.
Love.
And the table breaks apart, and then she rushes over to help him and make sure he's okay.
Because
all his buddies are, what?
And
slips
And
what?
Slips on a giant puddle of ketchup and falls into his arms.
Oh, yes! Yes! I was going to say she nurses him back to health, but that's good. That's good. And now he is helping her because she slipped on that ketchup.
Right.
Yes.
She has to rehydrate by doing some funnels of beer. You see what I'm saying?
This is great. Movie producers of this Hallmark movie.
Brilliant.
If you're looking for, you know, somebody to be part of your team, Scotty and I, we're here for you.
I can't wait for the casting call. I got to keep an eye on that if they're going to be filming it this year. That's
well, maybe
cool.
DeMar. He was the one to do the, like, out of everybody, they said they picked him to read the script. DeMar's got to be in it then, right?
He's kind of the face of the Bills, you know, kind of like, you know, when it comes to all the community stuff because of all he went through.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, maybe that's part of it. And then it'll be like a health awareness campaign too at the same time.
Oh, there's got to be a CPR bit in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
When he passes out after having rough sex with her for the rest of the evening, she has to do CPR on him. Not DeMar Hamlin, but whoever the character is.
Okay, I can't believe you said that.
Now, you want me to get the you want me to be in the writer's room on this?
No,
I want to be in the writer's room on this.
No, you just got us kicked out. You got us kicked out of the spring. Okay.
98.9 The Buzz.
We're putting the fun in Fridays because it starts with an F on 98.9 The Buzz. Spaziano and Sandy, we're going to play Never Have I Ever right here on 98.9 The Buzz. Sandy, I got Allison on the phone. Well, I have to pick up. There you go. Allison, you there?
I am here.
You are here. Thank you for listening. Got a question. Are you first time, long time?
I'm first time,
short time. Love it. Now,
yay!
Wait, what's first time, short time mean? So you've first time calling through, but you haven't been listening that long.
Yeah.
Oh, why?
I'm never really up this early in the morning.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Then why are we up? You got a new job or something?
just happen to wake up and start getting ready for the day.
I love it. Now you're going to want to wake up early every day because.
Well, just because she called in,
just
got through.
Because.
And, well, plus she just got tickets to Jonas Brothers in Buffalo, right?
Hey. There you go. Okay, so you have to play along. You're going to win the tickets no matter what. Is there anyone else that you know is listening to you right now on the air with us?
Probably not. I'm not sure.
They're all sleeping.
Okay. Well, no, that's a good thing because this is where we confess things. Never have I ever.
Oh,
so
okay.
Sometimes you feel like, you know, you don't want your family member to know.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Right.
Never have I ever. You know, in a public spot.
You know, in a public spot.
You know what I'm saying. In a public spot.
How do you think Sandy would answer this?
I believe she did.
Do you the outdoor of a balcony, is that considered a public spot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
1 year anniversary.
Nice.
Outdoor balcony.
Congratulations.
Right.
Yeah.
Yay. The one time only.
Yeah.
I was like, that was, I don't know. Okay. Scotty?
Me?
God, Scotty, well, do you think,
hands down,
yes.
What do you think? Did I?
I totally do. Don't you?
Yeah.
Like a million.
Yeah.
You probably have like 12 places in Rochester.
Picnic tables, back alleys, parks, all that kind of stuff. Right. Okay. Allison, I don't know Allison very well, and she said she just started listening to us, so I'm going to try to channel my inner free. Yeah, Allison has too, right?
Nope, not her.
Damn it!
Well, this weekend might be the weekend for you. Okay. Never have I ever cried at work.
Cried at work?
Yeah, cried at work.
What do you think Sandy has or not?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, I always get so emotional. I don't know if this is a woman thing.
Mm.
When I'm trying to fight for, like, something I deserve, mm-hmm. like contract negotiations, I get so passionate. Like, why don't you see that I deserve this? And sometimes I'll get emotional and I get so angry with myself that I do.
What do you think about
Scotty? What do you think?
I would say yes.
Yeah, I cry all the time. Yeah,
he cries on the air all the time.
I cry at football touchdowns and when they come to a stop at figure skating, and I don't know why.
Sometimes on the air when you get teary eyed, I'm like, why is he crying? Do I have to cry now? Like, am I heartless?
Yeah,
am I soulless?
You're heartless. I'm very emotional.
Cry so much.
Allison is a stiffy. She does not cry. She has not cried at work. Have you?
I agree. I think she's confident and she's, she doesn't take any.
What do you think? What do you think?
I'm good.
Ah, darn it. Well, I'm 0-2 on this one, aren't we?
What was your scenario? What happened?
Well, I work at a restaurant, so sometimes you get some rude customers or some rude coworkers.
Oh, man. Oh, that
you
sucks.
Had mean customers to a point where you cried? That's horrible.
Yeah.
Aw.
Just slide that salad plate down the crack and then give it to them. That's all I say.
Yeah.
That's what you do. Yeah.
Okay, and finally, never have I ever was the reason someone got fired.
Ooh. Do you think Sandy got anybody fired?
No.
Nah, I didn't.
No.
Do you not think that I know of.
I know,
God, I would
here.
Feel terrible.
I don't think I have either. Have I? Do you know more than I do?
I may think you didn't get along with some people, so the company moved on from them.
Oh, didn't they?
You don't remember back in the day?
No, I don't remember yesterday.
You are so oblivious.
You're
oblivious of all the rumors around the station about you.
Yes.
And you're
and you know what? That's fine.
Did
you ever get anybody fired?
No.
I don't think Allison has.
No. Allison, thanks for playing. You got the pair of tickets to Jonas Brothers. Jonas 20, Living the Dream Tour. Do you realize they're on their 20th year anniversary?
I did not realize that.
I know. It makes us feel old. Can you stop saying that?
I know. They're coming with All American Rejects. They're playing November 9th at KeyBank Center, Buffalo, courtesy of Live Nation. Tickets go on sale this morning at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Allison, thanks for listening. And if you get a chance, next time you get up early, make sure you listen. Call up and say, hey, it's early Allison. We'll know it's you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
We appreciate you.
Have a good weekend. Love you. Bye. Cool. Good for her. I got tickets to Melissa Etheridge coming up next.
Yep, and we have a voice message. You want to play the voice message here?
Yeah. It's
for Jerk or Justified?
Yeah, take a listen to what came in yesterday here on The Buzz.
Okay, here is my biggest pet peeve. When you go on vacation and you are ready to go down to the pool and catch some rays, and when you get out there and every single Chase Lounge is taken up because everybody has come out at the crack of dawn to claim a spot.
Uh-huh.
I get so annoyed. Why do people do this? I do not understand it.
Okay, 818-2899. We're going to call Christy is her name?
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
And get the full story coming up next on 98.9 The Buzz.
Got a story Spezzano and Sandy need to hear? Leave them a quick voice message right now. Open the Odyssey app, search 98.9 The Buzz, and hit the little microphone. Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Jerk. Or Justified.
Hi, Christy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for leaving the voice message on our Odyssey
app. No problem.
Yeah, pretty easy, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, your story's funny because I just went through this when my wife and I had to go to a, it was an away wedding, and there was a pool involved. Tell everybody
Wait, were you the person who would wake up early and save your spot?
Absolutely.
Oh, Christy, oh Scott's God. The guy you hate.
Yeah, but you know what? No. After you're there for 2 days and you walk around and you can't find a place to sit, you have to. You absolutely have to. I got up.
Exactly it. Well, I go down to the pool.
Right.
And there's nothing available. Every single chair is covered with a towel or one of those covers.
Yeah.
You can't find anything.
That's why you got to get up. I literally went down at 4:35 in the morning.
No way.
In my
You're
pajamas
insane.
And reserved a cabana. They were free. So there was one left, literally one left at 4:30 in the morning to put my towel on it. And then we had it all day. Well,
how is that a vacation if you have to get up that early?
Right. Very good. Okay. So you save your spot, quote unquote, 4:30 in the morning. Mm. You go back up to the room, you get ready, drink your coffee. When do you come back down and actually use that cabana you saved?
We went down at like 9 or 10. I don't blame you for being bummed, but if you can't beat them, join them. You got to do it.
All right. So thank you so much, Christy, for bringing this up. And we're being proactive here because there's so many people planning their spring breaks. Mm. So we got to decide
the
moral
compass. Timing.
Yeah.
This is perfect timing. Deciding the moral compass in Rochester, 818-2899. Where are you casting your vote? Is it jerk or is it justified to wake up early and save your spot?
First call through, Melissa Etheridge, Indigo Girls tickets, 818-2899. Come on, you got to reserve it. Don't snooze. You'll lose.
You're the best, Christy. We appreciate you.
No problem. Anytime, Sandy.
Bye. Good morning, The Buzz. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Tell me you're one of those people that has to reserve the, you know, the night before or in the morning early. Yeah, it's just justified,
night
right?
Before?
Oh, yeah,
we're
night before.
Night before.
Yeah, people are coming down the night before. I asked the pool guy, one of our servers, the day before. I said, how do I get? He goes, you got to come down at like midnight. And
what? Yeah. Okay, that is a little bit much. Now,
and reserve your towel on your chair to get a seat by the pool.
All right, so where are you putting your tally?
I'm definitely putting my tally in Justified.
Yeah!
You are that person.
You got to.
Okay, Wendy, who's the one in your family? Because there's a designated person who's responsible for that. Who is it for you?
Oh, my husband, for sure.
Yeah, I got to make him do it. Yeah.
Is it always the husband?
Oh, yeah. We do the dirty work.
Yeah,
that's our job.
So.
Yeah.
No, it's not you do the dirty work. It's because mom is doing everything else in the room to get ready. We're packing the bags. We're getting ready. That's why.
I'll be honest. It was my body clock woke me up anyway at 4:30. So I was like, I'm going to go down and put a towel and reserve one of these cabanas because dude told me the night before. You just got to do it. You just got to do it.
Yep, absolutely.
Who's this?
This is Dottie.
Dottie, you're going to be a hottie at the Melissa Etheridge concert coming up. You win tickets.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. Melissa Etheridge, Indigo Girls, on August 27th at CMAC, courtesy of the Bowery Presents. I can't say that. Tickets go on sale today, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster. You don't have to worry. You're all set, okay?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hold the line. I'll get your info and take another call here. Stay right there. Good morning, The Buzz. How are you? What is it, jerk or justified to reserve that poolside seat beforehand?
Absolutely justified.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God.
If you haven't been to an all-inclusive or anything, man, you're not getting anything until you Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened. Day one, nothing. Day two, nothing. I'm like, I need to get some sun because we're leaving in a day. That morning, went right down.
How early have you gone out to try to save a spot?
Oh, gosh, I think easily 5 o'clock. Yeah.
If everybody did it, though, then when you go out at 5, everything's all taken. You got to keep creeping up earlier and earlier before you know it. You got to go reserve your spot before you even get there.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a good idea, but you just get, like Scott said, you got to beat them.
If they're free, you know? I mean, some cabanas. Yeah, right. I mean, some cabanas you got
to. And I'm not, not crazy enough to pay that much money to rent a cabana. So.
No, that's sick. That's dumb. It was like $300, $600 for the day?
That's insane.
Are you kidding
me? Nuts.
I know, right?
All right, tally has been registered.
Justified. Thanks, man. All right, thanks for calling.
Yep, say bye.
So you'd vote jerk?
Well, I'm with Christy. Like, I think the reason why, now that I'm listening to everybody, I think the reason why is because I'm jealous. Hmm. Because I don't want to ruin my vacation waking up early. My vacation means I get to sleep in. And sleeping in, now I feel like I'm missing. I don't know. I think it's because of jealousy. I hate you people.
Yeah, there's more than one way to skin a cat. What you do is you go to dinner, right? Have some wine.
I'm not doing it the night before. That's messed up.
And on the way up to your room, throw a towel down.
Yeah. That's messed up.
Yeah. Well, it's more messed up getting up at 4 in the morning. Hello, The Buzz. Good morning. Jerk or justified to reserve it ahead of time.
Justified.
Oh, yep. Gosh.
Thank you.
Justified.
Oh, look, it's singing the song. Okay. It looks like everybody is saying that. The message is saving a chair is totally fine. It's not my fault. Others showed up late. Mm. No, we didn't show up late. We just showed up at a decent time.
Yeah, like noon. That's late.
Justified if I got there early to claim my spot. I have every right to keep it. First come, first served is what it's called.
Yep.
Gosh, that's okay. So you learn, only Christy and me. That
you learn your lesson.
The verdict is
join the group.
Justified.
Justified.
98.9 The Buzz.
Now, when you go away on spring break, you're going to be thinking about that, aren't you?
Yep. Throw the towel down ahead of time.
Yes, it is on 98.9 The Buzz.
Understanding your money. With CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Oh, hi, Jill. Good morning. Thanks for popping on with us.
Good morning. How are you? You getting ready to buy 12 new cars before tariffs go in?
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Got to get a bigger garage now.
You know,
I am not even kidding you. What a crazy time this is, right?
I know.
Someone just posted, too, like, you know, prices are never going to come really down to what we remember. You can reminisce about the days where 2019, you could get a brand new roof for $10,000. Right. Now, good luck.
Right, you're right.
And this is going to is this going to be the same kind of thing? Oh,
well, I think, first of all, car prices, we know, went up pretty dramatically during COVID.
Yes. Sure, yeah.
And it's kind of, the timing kind of is so stinky, as these things always have, like, bad timing in that, you know, the car prices went up, but then we were just seeing, like at the beginning of this year, some of the car companies offering incentives. It was just the beginning of, like, okay, maybe this is going to normalize, right?
Yep. No.
So, I mean, there's two things that are really curious to me in this moment.
Okay.
And one is that, you know, one of the things that the tariffs will do is raise prices. Depends on the model and everything, you know, somewhere between three and, let's call it, $10,000 for a car. That's a lot, right? Now, I know that a lot of people finance cars.
Right.
And so one of the things that the president said, which I'm not sure he can just sort of do by, you know, an executive order, he says, I'm going to make the interest on your auto loan tax deductible.
Hmm.
And what I'm interested in is, like, number one, I don't know if he can just do it. Maybe he can.
Hmm.
But, you know, when you think about having your interest deductible for your home mortgage interest,
right,
you have to be somebody who itemizes your deductions to do that.
Okay, right.
Okay?
Oh, not everybody does.
Okay.
90% of people who file taxes, or 88%, file with the standard deduction.
Yeah.
So it sounds all well and good. Oh, yeah, that's great. Let's make sure that we can deduct interest. But if it's only for people who itemize, it's really a different ballgame. So, I mean, the cars that are on the lots right now, the prices will not go up. So if you actually think you need a car in the next group of months, maybe now is a good time to do it.
Join me
and just pray that your 10-year-old car lasts. That's
exactly
where I am.
Right, exactly, right.
Wait, now, okay, really, so with all of this, everything going up, and it's so hard to pay things like out of pocket, whatever, and the whole idea of, well, buy now, pay later kind of concept is catching on, and it's almost becoming like what even the younger generation just knows that is just the way it is. What do you think about, you know how DoorDash just teamed up with Klarna, which offers the buy now, pay later, now for even DoorDash? Do you think this is
good or bad?
It depends. Like, buy now, pay later can be good in that if you can pay this off in, you know, 4 months, then there's usually no fees associated with it.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing as a credit card. Like, credit cards are awesome as long as you pay your bill every month. But then if you don't, then you're stuck in that horrible, like, downward spiral where you think you're going to pay it off in 4 months, then you lose your job, then you don't have the money, and then all of a sudden, the thing that you thought was 0% is, you know, 29%. So it can be really dangerous, you know. And I understand that the behavioral instinct of, like, it's zero, it's easy, I'll, you know, kind of forego the pain. But it probably, I just think that with consumer confidence is really low right now, okay? And with if you're really, so if I'm going to believe people what they say, which is I'm worried about the economy, I'm worried about prices, not everybody, but like there is definitely feels like there's a couple of different economies right now. If that's the case and you're really worried, don't be ordering DoorDash.
Well, that's true.
You know what I mean? Like that's the thing that's so there's the disconnect for me just as a if you are really anxious about what's going on in the economy, you know, then you would essentially stop spending. Now, some people have really pulled back on their spending, but others have not. And so I just think that that's the weird part of economics, which is part of it is like, how do we feel? But then it's what do we do?
That's true.
A question. This Klarna joint where you can pay later kind of or pay in four installments. We see it tacked on to a lot of things we buy online. Is that a credit impact thing? Does that impact your credit?
Oh, you know what? I don't know if it does. I'm sure that it probably has some impact on your credit rating and report, although I have not really looked into that. So that's a great question. I'll figure that out for you before the next time I come on.
Because we're always worried about what's going to whack our credit, what's going to keep our credit score
high. You should worry about what's going to whack your credit. You should worry about what's going to whack your total household budget.
Exactly.
That's what you should really, you know, your concern should not be, oh, what's the impact on my credit? Your concern is, can I afford this? Or if I lost my job, what would happen if? I don't think enough people, like, we talk about, like, oh, I'm pissed about my the prices, I'm upset about this, but you never really hear people say, so I'm going to really focus on the things I can control. If you really do that,
it's harder that way. What are you talking about? It's easier just to complain.
And to be clear, you know, yes, of course, prices are higher because that's what happens even in a normal economy. Prices go up. Wages have also gone up. People don't actually track that. I know in real time, like this is the big complaint we get is like, stop telling me that my wages have gone up. They haven't. Well, someone's wages have gone up because wages are up, like overall. You know what I mean? So somebody is getting the benefit of that. And it's not just like rich people. In fact, I think that, frankly, the wage gains have actually accrued more to the lower half than the upper half. But, you know, when you have these massive increases in prices, it takes a while for people to just get used to it.
It's a slow moving boat, right?
I mean, that's what the economy is for sure.
One more quick question.
Make it a long one.
I got a couple more minutes, but Social Security. I'm getting near the age, and a lot of listeners are, where they're starting to think about retirement and stuff like that. And now that's iffy going on right now over at that department.
You're reading a headline about. So there's a couple of headlines out of Social Security.
Correct.
Okay, let's
just
go quickly.
Yes, quickly.
So there's one headline, which is fewer than 1% of Social Security recipients. There's 70 million people who get Social Security, 70 million. And about 700,000, almost 700,000, get overpaid for some reason. It could be your mess up. It could be the government's mess up.
Oh.
So as of yesterday, the government said, if we overpay you, either what because it's our mistake or your mistake, just like we've always done in the past, we want to recoup the money that you owe us. Like, we overpaid you.
Yeah, okay.
So what they did, you know, like 5 years ago, what they would say is, if we overpaid you, we're gonna, and if you don't have the money to pay us, we're going to take 100% of your Social Security check. Just we're taking it until we get our money back.
Yikes.
Then a couple years ago, they said, okay, that's too much of a hardship. Let's make it 10%. Now they're going back to 100%.
I see.
So,
okay.
That's one thing. The other is they're kind of gutting the service of Social Security. Like, a lot of people are going to lose jobs there. And so the actual, like, 800 numbers are probably not going to be manned or womaned in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one concern about service. And then there was a rule that was going to go into place that was, hey, if you're a Social Security recipient, you cannot confirm your identity by phone. It has to either be online or in person in an office. But they just changed that. That's going into effect in 2 weeks, not as of today.
Oh.
And as a result, when they change that, what's going to happen is you will be excluded if it's a Medicare recipient, a Social Security disability recipient, or an SSI recipient. So if you have to confirm your identity, then what you should be thinking about is using the website. And if you can't use the website, get someone in your family to help you.
To help you do that. My question originally was,
is the system going broke?
Well, that and yeah, will it be there when I need it? And if it is not going to be there, can I take a lump sum?
No.
Okay, that's all I need to know.
Yes, it will be there. No, you cannot take a lump sum. It is the most popular social safety net in the country.
Mm-hmm.
If any, just to remind you, remember that, like, just to put a fine point on it, in the Tea Party after the Great Financial Crisis, the Tea Party came up. Remember the Tea Party lady, which is said with a big sign, "Government, government, get your hands off my Medicare." Like, hello, Medicare, Social Security, that is the government, dumb.
Yeah, exactly.
And, and so 70 million people have Social Security, they vote. Don't mess with the Social Security system
exactly.
in that way.
All right, great. Jill Schlesinger, always knowing way, like making me and us feel so much better about our finances.
Yeah. Be careful of those headlines. If you see a headline like Scotty did and you kind of assume the wrong, like,
the
clarify
worst.
It with Jill.
Thank you. Yeah, Jill's got it.
Yeah, get in touch with us.
Jill on Money Podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money Radio Show. She's on YouTube. She's on CBS News. And you are such a goddess. We love you so much. Thank you so much, Jill.
Thanks
see you next
for
week.
Having me, okay. gang.
Bye. It's Friday. We got the kick off the weekend hour here on Spisano and Sandy.
Yes. Now, would you vote for your workplace to be on the best place to work list? Because the list is out.
What's that?
Would you vote for your workplace? What will it take?
You want me to be honest?
Yeah, what is the one thing? Because there's a lot of things that people say would make their workplace number one, like employee satisfaction, overall happiness, workplace culture, benefits and compensation. What is it for you?
How about a raise?
Yeah, compensation, that would work.
Compensation is your number one?
I always said, this is before I figured out a way to park for free. I'd like, if you just give me parking, I won't ever ask for a raise again. But they wouldn't do it.
It is so funny how that was your number one.
That was my pet peeve. I don't want more vacation. Tell you what, less vacation, just pay for the parking. Nope.
So, yeah, they did. They totally did. That would have been so easy for them. That would have cost them barely anything.
I know.
Okay. Anyhow, the list is out, and a lot of local businesses made the list.
Yeah, yeah. So is this the Rochester list of the best, or is this the national list?
National list.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. From today. Was it from today?
Okay.
Oh, my God. I didn't even write what. Where
Matters.
Is it from?
Matters.
Yeah, USA Today. Yeah,
okay.
USA Today survey. Okay, so locally, large companies,
because
you know they break it up with size of the company.
Okay.
So more than 2,500 employees. The closest that we got was Buffalo.
Oh.
89 on the list, Delta Sonic.
Oh,
which
wow.
is based in Buffalo.
Yeah, right. That's right. How about that?
That was number, 89.
You know, I visit there, like, just more than you know, just whatever. I got some oil changes done there and stuff like that, and they're pretty snapped up. They're pretty top-notch.
but to work there, I guess.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I feel like if you enjoy your job, then your customers will keep coming back because it's a good experience, right? It starts with the employees, doesn't it?
Yeah.
500 to 999 employees, medium-sized companies. CCOR in Rochester. What's that? What's CCOR? Anyone work there? You guys are on the list. LSI Solutions in Victor.
Oh, yeah. That's heard of them. List. Heard of them. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome.
Companies, smaller companies, number 62 on the list.
Number 62.
Our dear friends, Wilbert's Family Enterprises.
Oh, really?
Wilbert's.
Oh, that's awesome. They got the Christmas tree farm. They got the parts places.
Yes.
How about that?
They're number 62.
Oh, my God. We got to call Tim. Let's call Tim. Bust his chops.
Call him to congratulate him.
Let's call Tim Wilbert.
You're such a nice family.
Yeah. And I remember his phone number, too. Does that mean I bug him too much?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah. Like I knew Shaggy's number and then he changed it.
MedScribe was also on the list in Fairport.
They're local, yeah.
See Party Man Catering in Avon, also on the list.
Party Man Catering? Yeah. Nice.
Party Man Catering. Anyone work there?
He's not going to answer because it's not coming from my phone. It's coming from us. And ours says like Perry, New York.
Because if Scott Spisano popped up, he definitely would have answered.
Absolutely.
Right?
Kidding me?
Yeah,
he's not going to let it. No. Okay, let's leave a message. Ready? Tim! Scott and Sandy at the Buzz! What's up?
Congratulations!
To Wilbert's Enterprises, making the top best places to work. Hello. Congratulations.
Yeah. We love you guys. Congrats.
Must be
number
nice.
Number 62.
Yeah. Give yourself a raise.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. That was awkward.
He's going to get that voicemail like, what the heck
was this phone call from Perry, New York? All right,
anyhow.
So did Wegmans make the list? Because that's
no,
usually...
No, I don't see Wegmans on the list.
Ain't something.
No, Villager Construction made it.
Okay, yep.
Butler Till made it.
Ad agency, yeah.
Safran Federal Systems.
Okay.
Also made it.
Local?
I think, Rochester.
Yeah.
I think work-life balance for me is number one.
I really
love this company because they give me flexibility.
Yeah.
I mean, I work all day. It's nonstop, but it's okay because it's on my own time.
You don't have to drive, which is nice, a lot, as much.
So for me, it's work-life balance.
For me, it would be just pay for the parking.
Just parking.
Please.
It's just the little things
Simple.
In life for Scotty.
Well, if word got out that you got parking and everybody
so
would have parking, guess what? I would not tell anyone.
Everybody would be so mad at you.
It's 98.9 Buzz, Spisiano and Sandy. It's Friday. It is the weekend. We're going to kick it off in just a few minutes here with Spisiano and Sandy.
Oh, my God. Wait, is Joanne on the line with us?
Joanne, yes. Joanne.
Joanne.
Joanne from Ronald McDonald House Charities.
Joanne, I'm looking at our text exchange about this red light therapy that I got the girls hooked on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Did you buy yours yet?
It's coming. It's my birthday present.
Oh,
it's coming in a few days.
You guys, so funny.
You know, I was telling you, Scotty, that I'm doing this red light thing and whatever. And,
right.
You know,
it's for your skin, right?
Yeah. And the ladies at the spa, the Del Monte, part of the facial treatment, they put this red light contraption thingy on you, right?
It's the newest thing.
And I'm like, oh, I'm so intrigued by that. Does it work? And they're like, well, yeah, you can buy a handheld one if you want to do it at home, supplement the treatments here at home.
Sure.
So I did. And I was talking to Joanne and some of the other girls that are in our group, and we're all buying it now, and we're like loving it. And one girl's husband is using it now. I'm like, this is legit.
That's awesome.
Oh, my God.
You know, Sandy,
we're sitting around a table, and everyone's like, Sandy, what's different? And Sandy's like, I don't know. You tell me. And I was like, you look different. And everyone's trying to figure it out. And then finally she like discloses this red light thing. And we're all like, what? What she's doing? And we're all like, you're doing what? And she's trying to explain it. And everyone around the table is trying to make like sense of this. Because Sandy's like, you know, technology is one of her friends, sort of. And then she's trying to explain this. And we're all like a million questions.
You know what? I think Sandy should have thought ahead of time and done an affiliate program so she gets paid every time one of you guys buy one of these things.
I should have. But it's and it grows hair too, Scott. Maybe you can use it on your head.
Yeah, I have a friend who has the cap.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and does it for hair regrowth. Yeah.
So, anyhow. Joanne, that's not why we invited you on the air with us to help us kick off the weekend, but
we're here to help you get some people over to your Ronald McDonald House Charities Gala that's coming up April 12th, is it, right?
It is. Yes. We're so excited. It is our 35th anniversary, and this gala has a golden theme. We're so excited.
A golden theme?
Golden theme. It's anything gold goes. So you can come in a gold ball cap to a gold ball gown.
I love it.
Anything gold goes.
This is awesome. I used to have a pair of gold Adidas sneakers that looked like they were spray painted gold.
Did you really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
A million years ago.
You typically don't have sneakers. That's funny.
Yeah, I know. Right, yeah.
Okay.
It was a long time ago. But yeah, it's going to be at the convention center. And you know, you guys do so much good in the community. It's always great to be able to, you know, to be able to help you guys out to get some more, you know, more noise. We got to create more noise for Ronald McDonald House Charities.
Well, we're so grateful. It is an amazing year, 35 years of service. It's 50 at the global level, 35 at local impact.
Wow.
And we are so, so excited this year, especially because we're honoring our families. And this is just an opportunity to say, first of all, thank you to the community for supporting us all those years, but also thank you to the families for their courage, their bravery. And we have served over 16,000 families in those 35 years.
Wow.
And that has equated to over 221,000 nights of care and comfort. And when we think about that, and that has been a lift over all these years that could not have been possible without the generosity of the community.
Yeah.
And the gala is one way that we actually are able to do that because the community comes out and helps us.
Yeah.
So folks can come to the gala. They can go to our website to purchase tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And the beauty of that is tickets are still available. We are looking at right now a gala that's almost, it's over 350 attendees.
Wow.
So, you know, come on out. Let's make it a 400-person gala.
Easily.
Love that.
Easily. You can, their website is Ronald McDonald House Charities website is rmhcrochester.org, right? Just abbreviate it, right?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yep. And truly, it starts at 5:30. And it's a fun night. We have Atlas, the band, that will be playing. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So good.
90s band. Amazing band. We have Nikki Rudd and Todd Youngman are the MCs.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be a great night. Amazing family stories. It's really a night that's intended to be fun, lighthearted. If you want to wear a black tie, you can. If you want to come in a gold, you know, jumpsuit, you can. If you want to borrow, you know, Scott's gold sneakers,
yeah.
I don't know where they are, but
Let's go.
It is a good vibe. Like, we've been to a lot of charity events, mm-hmm. and the gala, the Ronald McDonald House Gala, is one of those charity events that you just feel there's so much love in the room. It's awesome. It is an awesome, awesome time.
Well, I wish you guys great luck on that Saturday, April 12th. Go to the website, check it out, get yourself over there, get your gold on. Joanne Ryan, you're always a great friend. Thank you so much for being you and doing all the great work you guys do in the community. I appreciate it.
Thank you both. I love you both. And thank you to the Rochester community. And please come and join us on April 12th. We'd love to have you there.
All right. Let's kick off the weekend. Here we go.
The best station in Rochester.
We're singing in the car.
Gets me in the mood to have fun.
This is like the best Friday.
Turn it up.
Party time.
I kind of feel that Joanne has done kick off the weekend more than anyone.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
I don't even think I need to ask her if she knows what she's supposed to do.
Yeah, she knows.
Right? Okay. Yeah. Well, the weekend is here. I know there's some great maple syrup stuff going on at Genesee Country Village and Museum and all around the great Rochester area. So you have a great one. We'll be back doing it again on Monday. It's time to kick
off.
Get it.
The weekend.
Yeah.
Got a story Spazano and Sandy need to hear?
Leave them a quick voice message right now.
Open the Odyssey app,
search 98.9 The Buzz, and hit the little microphone.
Odyssey.
A-U-D-A-C-Y.